This is part two. I'm speaking with Peter Mettler about his film While the Green Grass Grows, which is having its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September. Half the film was shot in Switzerland. And people, stereotypes of Switzerland are, you know, cowbells, which you do hear that in the film, and alpine, you know, mountains and picturesque towns. But there are also other aspects which aren't quite to the fit the stereotypes. But one thing, it triggered a memory in me the first time I was there, or the only time I was there, was when I was 20 years old in Zurich and standing in line to change money to Swiss francs. And in front of me, there was a backpacker, and he was leaving the country. So he took out his Swiss francs, and they were all crumpled up from his pocket, and he threw it on the counter. And I've never seen this before. The bank teller started yelling at him and says, "You're not respecting the Swiss francs. Don't you have a wallet? Don't you have a billfold?" And he was like, oh, he didn't know. But that was triggered by the scene in the movie where you have a philanthropist who's sponsoring or investing in your film or a project you're doing. And she puts the cash on the table. And after that, in the same way, your camera absolutely caresses the bills with an extreme close-up of the engravings and stuff. So could you talk about money in Switzerland?
Well, their money design is quite intricate and involved. You know, the subjects, like there's weather patterns. There's even one bill that has Locarno Film Festival. Like there's a movie screen. There's people parachuting. I think wind is a theme on one. They're very, very, they're works of art in their own right. But you have to go macro to see it. I, you know, one of the, that's quite near the beginning of the film because the type of filmmaking I was doing was not your typical premeditated kind of project where you could get funding easily. And I had tried, but as I mentioned earlier, you know, this process of letting life make the film, it's hard to get backing for that because you're not giving a pre-visualized script or even theme. But I was able to get some support from a private person who is actually in the film, sitting across a table from me. And I asked her, like, can we do this physically? Like, can you give me the money physically to sort of see this object that is going to allow me to begin making the film? And I think it, you know, it questions, well, where does the money come from? How did she get the money? We talk about all this, you know, and why is she so lucky to have this money? It was a wad of 1,000 franc bills, which was kind of the wage of a worker's salary for a year, you know, being passed over an old wooden table in an attic somewhere that gave me the freedom to be able to explore. So I really wanted to look at the dynamics of this cash exchange because it's usually ignored. And of course, my films cost very, very little compared to the millions of dollars that are put into bigger commercial films.
And it actually did, was that an optical illusion? It actually sparkled or glowed.
It's somehow in there. There's ink that, yeah, that glistens.
Yeah, that was quite remarkable. You also have wonderful scenes from a boat. I think it's on the river as you pass a container port where they're loading containers. I guess they're loading them to barges or boats. I'm not sure. So I was watching this and I thought, wow, I wonder if he ever saw manufactured landscapes and was influenced by that. And it wasn't until later I discovered that you were the cinematographer for that. Sure. So can you tell me, what's it like? How difficult is it to film a large landscape while you are moving? Were you moving, or the boat was moving, or you're moving, right? With the camera, how do you?
I've always liked filming on boats, to be honest, because they tend, I mean, if it's not rough water, they tend to have a very beautiful, graceful movement through space. And, so if I have a tripod on a boat, the ability to sort of swing the pen, the camera with the movement that the boat itself is doing, and in this case, there's other motion on shore that's going by, it creates a very, sort of beautiful ballet, if you will.
And I guess there's a built-in Steadicam for that, but
No, it's just a camera on a tripod.
just a camera and a tripod. So, because it's
The boat is
so,
Steadicam.
yeah, it's beautiful. I know, I love that industrial landscapes. It's very beautiful. As I spoke to you earlier today, but your film, watching your film, because it's 7.5 hours sitting in a place and watching the images beforehand, to me it felt like seeing the performance of a gamelan concert in Bali, Indonesia, where there's many things going on in music, and just sort of let it flow over you, and you can, stand up, sit back down again, come and go. So, could you talk about your film and a long process like kabuki or gamelan?
Well, it is kind of epic. The gamelan I've seen was accompanied or was performing the Mahabharata, which is performed in Asia in many different ways. And it goes on for like all night, 12 hours. And I actually saw a very moving one in a village in Bali that had no electricity. And the Lang, the shadow puppet master, was telling the story of this. And meanwhile, with shadow puppets, so with a flame creating shadows on a screen. And this was to cure a child who was sick in a hut nearby. And the whole village was out, all the generations. And it was a beautiful communal experience that was centered around music and image and storytelling. So how does that relate to this film? Ideally, I would want to show this film in almost a retreat context. Like showing it in a festival will be challenging because it's going to be very busy and people are trying to see many, many films at the same time. But I think we will be having screenings where it's more relaxed, there's more space. Perhaps you can go outside and in the breaks and talk and ruminate on what you've seen. You can also watch the parts separately. You don't have to watch it all in one sitting. In fact, I recommend seeing it at least with one big break in between the two halves.
I remember seeing Adam McGoyan's Family Sayings when it first released. You worked on that one, right?
Family viewing,
Family
correct.
Viewing. Yeah, sorry. In the is it in the 80s or 90s? But it was a long time ago.
Long time ago, 80s, someone, first
Yeah.
time.
And I noticed certain themes from that. You were a cinematographer that seem repeated in this one, and that's the presence of images on a video screen or a TV screen within the view of the film itself. That was commonly done in that film, but in your film at all, your film as well, you carry a laptop to show old movies of your mom when your dad was in hospital. Can you talk about the presence of film within your frame?
Well, I think Adam and I have both been very fascinated by the different ways that images can be captured. Let's say reality is captured. And for me, it's always been very interesting how that affects our everyday consciousness, how we see the world, how much the images we now create for ourselves, the average person creates for themselves, becomes a big part of their memory. It's so unified with their consciousness. And so much, which was a theme I explored in Picture of Light, a film about the Northern Lights, so much of what we know is through media. Most people, when I made that film, had never seen the Northern Lights, especially people not in Canada. And their knowledge, their experience of the Northern Lights was through some kind of imagery. So our experience of the world is so inundated and more inundated by the things we pick up through media as opposed to real experience.
And finally, I know this is impossible, but how would you sum up your own movie? How would you describe While the Green Grass Grows?
Quite easy. It's a diary.
Okay.
You know, it's a cinematic diary. So it takes the things that happened as they unfolded, and then it records it fairly raw, and then something is constructed out of that, which is a reflection or an expression on that experience of life accompanied by a camera.
And epic, as you said, an epic film it is. Peter Mettler's film, While the Green Grass Grows, is having its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Likewise, thank you very much.
This is Daniel Garber, the Muse, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And on my website, culturalmining.com.